I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Today I'm talking with producer Gail Ann Hurd. She's produced tons of great movies like the Terminator series, Armageddon, both Hulk movies, and so much more. She's now producing the new AMC show, The Walking Dead. I talked to her in a roundtable interview at Comic-Con about casting the show, the incredible behind-the-scenes talent, and yes, zombies!
How are you feeling about the fan reaction so far?
We're thrilled. Absolutely thrilled.
I actually heard a fan, as they left the panel, say, this show may be able to cure cancer. Which I thought was great.
That's a little too much pressure.
Possibly.
You know, but the zombie apocalypse, I think, cures cancer. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
Right before Frank and Greg left, Frank started talking a little bit about how he plans to veer off of the tax records. And I went into sort of assuming that they were going to do that because it makes sense for the show to make it interesting. But have you found it organic to sort of, what is the process for sort of coming up with ways that you're going, identifying ways that you're going to veer from the tax?
Well, it was a really fast process because, honestly, we pitched in October to AMC. November, we got a green light to go to script. February, we got a green light to go for the pilot. March, I think we got a green light to go to 6 episodes. But throughout the entire process, Frank and Robert, and myself to a lesser extent, have essentially been discussing what makes the best TV series adaptation of the comic book. And it wasn't literally having people compare the panels to shots in the TV series. And also, you know, you only get so many little bubbles of dialogue and description in a comic book, so we get to delve a lot deeper. So, you know, in the first season, we don't get as far as I think a lot of fans on websites have thought we did, because we're able to explore, and it's a big cast. It's a very big cast. So we're really able to focus on the great cast that we've got and dig deeper than Robert's able to in the comic book. And also have new characters that don't appear in the comic
book. Yeah, with that cast, like the popularity of what American TV does is, you know, somebody becomes popular, and maybe in the book they were killed off, like, say, True Blood, you know, there was a character killed, but they became so popular they kept them on. In the comic book, he kills people off left and right.
And, you know, and what Robert said to us was he is, you know, he's all for potentially killing off people who don't meet their demise so soon in the comic book, and allowing people in the comic book who are killed within, you know, a couple of issues to live longer. And it really is all about the overall arc. Which is a different kind of arc than in a comic book, you know. And where can you get the most drama from the situation, from the characters that we have? And that's first and foremost what Frank, Robert, and the rest of the writers' room has been focused on.
The two biggest AMC shows, Breaking Bad and Mad Men, are known for, I would say, a racy style, very nice images, very kind of. I mean, how is the movie that would fit into that channel? I mean, how can I see, if I see Walking Dead, oh, that's AMC.
Well, first of all, we're shooting on film. Both Mad Men and Breaking Bad are shot on film. Obviously, I mean, they're 35mm, we're Super 16, but I think Super 16 is completely appropriate for, you know, a show taking place after a zombie apocalypse. But you've got iconic images. That's why we have, you know, Frank Darabont has set the look. He did that with the pilot DP, David Tattersall, who was the DP of The Green Mile. If you look at his credits, you'll see. And our series DP is David Boyd, who is a DP on Tombstone. Deadwood. And also on Friday Night Lights. So it's a very iconic style. And with an AMC series, there's no, you're never going to get the note, speed it up, you know, let it sit, let it breathe, you know, let's go deep with the characters, let's not just get to the next zombie action bit. And I tell you, you know, both in some of the films I've done, other TV that I've developed, it's always, how do we speed it up, how do we speed it up? And this is literally, how do we let it breathe? So that's, I think, what we have in common with Mad Men and with Breaking Bad.
With that letting it breathe, you said, in the comic, the zombies are your background. It's about the people surviving.
Yes.
But obviously, zombies are kind of a cool aspect of it. You know, you want to show them. Would there be episodes where we won't even see them?
We have the complete license of having an episode where the zombies do not appear. You know, there's always a threat of zombies.
Right.
You know, but it really is focused on the characters and the conflicts that develop. You know, everyone can pretty much predict what a zombie's going to do.
You brought on a lot of heavy hitter writers for this first 6 episodes. So I mean, when you talk about it feeling like 6 1-hour movies, I mean, you brought on a caliber of writing staff that probably meets that. Is that really the hope going forward as well, into like another season if it happens?
I mean, every writer that we have on staff is a showrunner in their own right, and they are passionate about this. They, you know, if you know anything about cable, it pays a lot less than network. And people do it because they love the material, not because it's a big paycheck.
In terms of casting, did you kind of immediately know who you wanted, or what was the process?
You know, as Frank said, when he read the comic, he already had people in mind for part of his repertory company. Lori Holden as Andrea and Jeffrey DeMunn as Dale. But for the rest of the cast, we did. Everyone auditioned. Lenny James didn't audition, but everyone else that you see in the series, in the pilot, and the subsequent episodes, auditioned, and they became the characters. You know, you saw the banner, you sit there and you go from the actors to the characters straight from the comic book, and you see that they match. We weren't looking only for, you know, physical resemblance. We were looking for, you know, the resonance of the character in the comic book coming out through their performance.
Frank's talking about staying true to the source material. Obviously, it's going to go off into its own direction. Did you give the cast the comic book to read?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They all read the comic book.
Okay.
Not all of it, though. Okay.
Pardon?
Not all of it, though.
You know what? At a certain point, they said, I don't want to know exactly where I'm going.
Okay.
I want to know where I start, and I want, you know, and I get who I am, but I don't want to have my performance affected by knowing where it is that I'm going.
Thanks, Gail, and thank you guys for listening. Hey, if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us some ratings, love, and keep coming back to dailyactor.com for more great interviews, columns, and more. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.